Ryan, brother, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 22, 1902. Brother Ryan, I desire to write you a few words. Where are you, my brother? Are you still at the sanitarium farm? Let me hear from you. Is your faith in the word of the Lord growing stronger and still stronger? Or is it the opposite of this? This is a time of the greatest wickedness. The faith of everyone will be tested and tried to the uttermost. We hope that you are not in any way discouraged, for it does not pay to be discouraged. Christ has given the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. My brother, let nothing keep you from complying with these conditions. Jesus never forsakes any soul who loves him. Cling to the Lord Jesus, for he alone can take away sin and give you his righteousness. Let no temptation take you unawares. We have the truth, precious to us in its sanctifying power. If your hands have become feeble, if you have let go your hold upon faith, grasp it again firmly, determining that even if you have to give up your life, you will not lose your faith. Ye are not your own. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19-20. All that Satan can do, he will do to obtain the mastery. But those who daily exercise faith, believing in Christ's power to save to the uttermost all who come to him, will be given power to become the sons of God. The power of overcoming is with God. Man has strength only through Jesus Christ. Let him take hold of my strength, the Lord says of man, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27, verse 5. Truth has eyes to see invisible things, a heart to feel their power, a head to plan for Christ, a tongue to speak for him, hands to work for him. Faith regards the blood shed on Calvary's cross as the only foundation for human hope, and looks to it, laying hold on its efficacy, as the only safeguard against the destroyer. No victories ever won can compare in any wise with the victories of faith. My brother, never let go your hold upon faith. It may triumph amid discouragement, gaining victory after victory. Please let me hear from you. As I do not know your address, I shall enclose this letter in one that I am writing to Brother Burden, and he will give it to you. May the Lord God of heaven sanctify you unto himself through belief of the truth, is the prayer of your sister in Christ.